Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. In Florida and other sun-kissed states, tanning is just a part of everyday life. People in these warm weather locales keep bottles of sunscreen handy in their homes, head to the beach in December, and complain about cloudy days. And because so many people not fortunate enough to live in a sunny climate want that glow too, many tan without stepping outside. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, 35% of American adults have reported using a tanning bed in their lifetime. But indoor tanning can damage skin with wrinkles and age spots, as well as lead to skin cancer. And according to a new report, less than half of indoor tanners get screened for sun cancer. By studying over 30,000 U.S. adults who took part in the National Health Interview Survey, researchers found only 30% of those who had tanned indoors had been screened for skin cancer. The report concluded that by not being screened, indoor tanners might be putting themselves at greater risk of cancer because they may be more likely to use low SPF sunscreen than those that have been screened. The American Cancer Society says that over the 1 million skin cancers diagnosed each year in the U.S., most are sun-related, and the FDA recommends regularly performing skin cancer self-exams to protect yourself against the disease. So instead of convincing yourself that your skin can handle the effects of indoor tanning, be certain of your safety and health by getting checked regularly for skin cancer if you use the devices. That healthy glow you think you're getting in the tanning bed could be a cover-up for serious skin problems. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.